ISA Thriving School is a project that was done by Catherine Johnson, who is the project director from the New England College of Optometry, Kathy Mazoup, who is the director of the Northeast Region of Prevent Blindness America, and Corinne Mataroza, who is the director of ABCD Head Start Health Services. I have nothing to disclose. And this project was supported by the 2011 Healthy Eyes, Healthy People State Association grants of Massachusetts and administered by the AOA and Optometry Cares. Also, some support from Prevent Blindness America in our logo design and layout of all our educational materials. So thank you for that support. We talk about contributors, and this is a collaborative partnership that has occurred with ABCD Head Start. As I said, Corinne Mataroza is the health director for ABCD Head Start. Rosa Aquino, Bernardo DeVerge, and Jen Paulson are health managers, and they are in the trenches people. They are work right in each Head Start working on healthcare issues. Catherine and myself from the New England College of Optometry, and I'd be remiss without mentioning Bruce Moore and Diane Akene from the On-Site Mobile Van and Prevent Blindness America, Kathy Mazoup. And this is a partnership, and it's a partnership that we have been working together for a long time, and it's an honor to be here on behalf of this group. We've been working together for a long time, and what we've been trying to do is change a culture where vision becomes a priority. A priority where vision is a priority for learning. And that's why many of our projects occur in schools. This particular project has been identified as a best practice project and through the MAS pilot, the National Center for Children's Vision and Eye Health at Prevent Blindness America. And Children's Vision Massachusetts is the name of our pilot program in Massachusetts. The goal of this project was to develop a community-based program that delivers classroom-based care of prescribed vision treatment plans for children who have vision conditions. We want to improve the visual health of children and support the efforts to engage all children in classroom activities. Classrooms are where the kids congregate, and that's why this support needs to occur there. This demonstration project occurred in Head Start preschool settings, and it is designed for application and replication in lots of diverse settings across all age cohorts, and we hope this is the basis for future funding. If we think about a continuum of care of vision services, we want to identify children early. We want to get them referred to an eye exam, plan and support, and ongoing care. And in a perfect world, this is seamless. It just continues. However, we know from working in any population, this is not seamless. It's things that we've been working on to chip away at those barriers and improve access for this to occur. We've been working, as I said, a lot of years on this. We have been working on screening with the Head Start services since 1989. And have been working on getting children to care and have worked at improving that most recently with our on-site mobile services. Just to give you an idea, this building foundation through partnership, if we looked at our first year in 2009-2010 of the on-site mobile van, you can see that we had been working on identifying children with screening, and 100% of the 2,600 Boston Head Start children were screened. 26% of those children were referred for comprehensive vision care, yet only 10% got there. So we worked on, and what was presented last year at the APHA meeting is how this work through the on-site mobile van worked on increasing the numbers of children that did actually get to care. And then we have a treatment plan, and not all children were carrying out their treatment plan of actually getting their glasses and wearing them. And then ongoing plan or treatment or care, we didn't quite have information about that. Jumping ahead to 2012, as we instituted the Eyes That Thrive pilot, just to give you an idea, because as we're doing this, the on-site mobile van continues. So we identified 100% of the 2,700 Boston Head Start children. They were screened. 15% were referred for comprehensive care, but this time, instead of the 10% that actually got the comprehensive care, 60% of those children got comprehensive care. We're not to 100% yet, but we're chipping away, as I said, we have to be patient. And then as far as a treatment plan is concerned, and this is the piece that I'm going to talk about quite a bit today, 3%, or a total of 76 children now have eyeglasses, and those children, 100% who have the eyeglasses, have support in the classroom for their ongoing care through vision action plans. Just to show it in a graph-like, from 2009 to 2012, we have the percentage of children that were referred has decreased a little bit, and I'm not quite sure why. And the number of children that were examined have increased. Children that were examined have increased quite a bit, and the numbers that are wearing glasses in the classroom are increasing as well. So to work on that plan and support part of this, we decided to develop, implement, and evaluate the Eyes That Thrive program in school. In the summer months, we had the opportunity to identify four different program sites through the Head Start program, and these were our four pilot sites, and this was a total of 603 children that for those sites. We developed materials, a vision action plan, education materials, as well as a compliance tracker. These materials were not developed in isolation where we did it in our office. What we did was utilize our collaboration. The materials were all developed between the New England College of Optometry, Prevent Blindness, as well as ABCD Head Start. So it's community consensus with these materials. We had lots of collaborative sessions in order to develop these materials with ABCD health managers. In early September through November, the 603 children were screened very fast as soon as school started. We then followed up with a comprehensive eye care for those kids who were referred with the on-site mobile van. And any child that was diagnosed with a vision condition was enrolled in the pilot. And this identified 27 children in all out of the 603 children. Our program then consisted of picking out Eyes That Thrive glasses in order to have a two-pair system where we provided one pair of glasses for the children. That was their in-school glasses. And through their insurance, they were provided a second pair of glasses. So we ordered those in November, and we had a party as we did that. And in our second visit, we went back to the pilot sites, and we then dispensed the glasses. And during this time, we took the opportunity to educate not only the children of how to wear their glasses, but we educated the guardians and the caretakers at school, the teachers, the health managers, on this information as well. We distributed the education materials and developed a video, which I'll show you in just a moment. From the time that the children received their glasses through the end of April, we monitor compliance. Were the children wearing their glasses? And that gives us a quick overview of what our program was. So again, if we look at the project components, the vision action plan, two pair of glasses, individual education cards that were given to the parents as well as the health managers and teachers regarding a child's diagnosis, education for the Health Start managers, the staff and families, and we were available for consultation if there were any questions that were needed, and then to evaluate the project. So this is the Vision Action Plan. It is individualized for each child. It was valid at that point. We used the amount of time that the examination was valid for. The doctors who were on the on-site mobile van filled this out, and they put their diagnosis, and it was a way of, in very layman's simple terms, being able to give this information to the Head Start that then can be disseminated to the teachers so they understood what's the child's visual issue, when do they need to wear their glasses, if they need to patch an eye with amblyopia, when does that need to be done? Is it going to be done in school? Is it going to be done at home? This way they really understood what needed to be done for their for the child, being that that child was there from 8 in the morning until 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon. And then any kind of additional notes. This vision action plan became part of the child's educational goals in the Head Start. So it was always available for somebody to access if they needed, or if the child switched classes or something had changed. The educational cards were based on the concept of playing cards. So on the front was our different types of information regarding a child's diagnosis. We had cards that were made up that were made for hyperopia, myopia, astigmatism, strabismus, and amblyopia. And the front gave a very individualized, simplified thing. When does the child, what is hyperopia, for example? And then when does the child need to wear their glasses? And then when do they need to go back to continue their care? On the back of the card was information. What happens if a child loses glasses? How do we get new ones? How do we access that? Sandy spoke this morning about the Chicago Public Schools and that most of her information is disseminated in two languages. 31 languages are spoken in the Boston Public Schools. In these four pilot sites, four languages are most commonly spoken: English, Spanish, Mandarin, and French Creole. So all of these cards were made up in all those languages, so they can be disseminated to parents in their native language where it made most sense to them. The compliance tracker, with any evaluation, we need to know, were the children wearing the glasses? And this was disseminated to the classroom. So this compliance tracker for each child was in the classroom with the teacher. The health manager taught the teacher how to use this. And what they simply did was mark off when the child was in school whether the child wore their glasses or not. It became actually an activity in the classroom and became actually part of the curriculum, where they would go up and they would work together and does Johnny, Susie have their glasses, and maybe sometimes they got to put a check on the board or a little sticker, and it became an exciting thing to them that this was part of it. It also sparked some activities in the classroom where wearing glasses was a cool thing, and reading books about children who wear glasses, or Arthur, an aardvark who wears glasses, what may have been part of that curriculum where it became the norm, not when years ago I would have walked in a classroom and a teacher would have said, you have to wear glasses, I'm so sorry. This now became part of changing that culture. Okay. So I'll show you the program in just a second. It's a great video. And just to look about results. And we looked at the data of are the children wearing their glasses from the compliance tracker. And we found out that with 6 months of data, that children were wearing their glasses 93% of the time. 93% of the time we were pretty happy, but we wanted to know why the 7% weren't wearing their glasses. And what we found out with a small sample of 27, we found out more a little bit about individual stories. They weren't wearing glasses when their glasses were broken and they were waiting for their new glasses to arrive. So that time delay, because we did replace any glasses that were broken during this time frame. And one other story was one little girl would not wear her glasses at all. And she was a twin. And she was prescribed a pair of glasses, but her twin was not. And since her twin wasn't doing it, she refused. The solution to this problem was the twin got a pair of Plano glasses. And once the twin got the Plano glasses, little girl with the high refractive error wore hers as well. So it was really a number of individual stories since the data was so small. We then looked at qualitative results. We did a 10-question survey of the health managers at each site to find out what were the perceptions about the program from the teacher's point of view, from the parents' point of view, from their point of view, and as well as any reaction from the children. The teachers felt that the Vision Action Plan gave good communication between the eye doctors and the school. It allowed them to understand a little bit more about the child and the child's needs. Parents had a very mixed response. A lot of them resisted having a child with having a diagnosis. And they were frustrated that glasses were not readily available. With our MassHealth system, glasses or turnaround time for getting glasses is somewhere between 6 and 8 weeks. So here, oftentimes, parents would get glasses or know that their child needed them, but the turnaround time was 2 months later by the time they actually got them. They were very grateful and excited to have this program because the turnaround time with glasses was about 2 weeks. The health managers were very excited with the Eyes That Thrive program because they spoke with teachers and they noticed that the behaviors of the children and acquisition of educational skills were developing a lot faster and a lot better with the diagnosis and treatment. And I'll show you the last one regarding a child put on a pair of glasses while we had one of our dispensing glasses party, and he screamed, "Now I can see you, Mommy." And there were a lot of tears going on. In conclusion, children were wearing their glasses when it became part and they received support through the educational system. They liked wearing them. Having support with multidisciplinary teams just goes to the thought process that it takes a village, and it's important that we not only act in silos of the eye care profession, but dovetail with education. The concept of two pairs of glasses with children are imperative. They need to when one's in the shop. And this program has developed new policies for school compliance. The Head Start has now made it a policy that the vision action plans have become part of, for all sites, Head Start sites, for all 2,700 children. If anyone has a visual diagnosis, will be part of that, and to elevate the awareness of the importance of vision.